Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. At least three homes have been lost in the fire near Waroona, south of Perth. An emergency warning remains in place for parts of Coolup, Melon, Nangarbrook, Teesdale and Waroona. The cause has been deemed as accidental, started by campers using a car battery to charge devices on Saturday. Incident controller Sven Anderson says it's a reminder of how quickly a fire can spread.
People should always be mindful of what they're doing and what could potentially happen. Most people don't go out there intentionally trying to start fires. It's just a matter of understanding the conditions you're in, the time of year it is.
A man has faced court in Broome after allegedly cable tying the hands of three local children. 45-year-old Matej Radulich is accused of restraining the kids. He hasn't been required to plead today to three counts of aggravated assault. The case will be heard again next month. The Premier is hopeful a half-day teacher strike on April 23 won't go ahead as teachers fight the state government for a better pay offer. Roger Cook says if it does happen, it'll be disruptive for all involved.
Parents have got work commitments and it's going to be very difficult for them. So obviously I urge the teachers not to undertake that industrial action. Discussions are still going well and we'll continue to make sure that we negotiate in good faith.
Dogs remain the biggest challenge for posties. New figures from Australia Post reveal 81,000 hazard reports have been lodged in the past 12 months, including more than 10,000 in WA. Low-hanging branches and uneven footpaths round out the top three concerns. In sport, several key players could be back for the Blues' Good Friday clash with North Melbourne. Defender Mitch McGovern says Jacob Wiedering, Caleb Marchbank and Jack Martin are all in the mix.
There's potential for that. The boys have been having a really good training block. We're really uncertain. Well, I'm uncertain with what it is. It's up to the coaching staff and sort of how they get through this week. So fingers crossed it either way.
A boost for Western Force's lock stocks with Wallaby Sam Carter heading to Perth for the remainder of the season. And Aussie tennis star Alex de Minaur has notched his 18th singles win of the season.